Hey, it's Bethany here. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In, and I'm just going to spend some time talking with you today about existing versus living. You see, there was a time in my life that I was simply existing, and I didn't realize that's what I was doing. Obviously, if you know that you're not living the life that you could live, you do something to change it when you become aware of it, right? Or you just choose to live a life that's less than what you're worthy of. And for me, I guess I have a hard time fathoming that when someone wakes up to the fact that they're existing and they're not thriving in their life, why wouldn't you want to change? And the thing is, what gets in the way of us having real change is fear. So this is what it can look like, okay? If you're existing, it can look a thousand different ways. And I'm just going to touch the surface of things and really in relation to what I have experienced and what I see my clients experiencing in hopes that if this resonates with you, that you can take some action to do something about it. So on the outside, for me and my clients, it typically looks like you're winning at life. Maybe you own your own business, you have a great job or a job that you love some aspects of. It may look like you have it all together, but really you're holding back. Maybe you hold back in your close relationships because you're afraid that if you show up as you really are, that they would leave. Or you would be rejected somehow, or you would be told that your opinions don't matter, or that you're not good enough in some way. Maybe you spend time pretending that you really like things that you don't. Like you go to parties where they watch football when really you don't care about football. Or you go out to eat with your girlfriends to places that serve Thai food. Maybe pre-COVID you do this, right? But you don't like Thai food at all. But you do it because you want to fit in. And you think that if you can just fit in good enough, if you can just like fit in with all the people around you, then somehow you'll feel happy because you'll be enough then. And I'm telling you, that's not how it works. You see, when we don't use our voice and we don't show up as our authentic selves, what happens is we become very resentful. I did this for years in my marriage and became very resentful. I wasn't using my voice. I blamed him for it, even though it was my sick story that I didn't realize was killing me. And it caused all kinds of resentment. And it wasn't until I started peeling back those layers of why I was doing it and the story that was not serving me that I was telling myself based on some really crappy beliefs that I had about who I was, I realized that I didn't have to behave that way. I started to change what I believed, which in turn changed how I showed up in the world. For you at work, it could be maybe you're consumed with what everyone thinks about you at work. It could go beyond work too. Maybe you're consumed with what everyone thinks about you in your social circle. And so maybe you jump through all kinds of mental hoops to try to control other people's perceptions of you. You want to be perceived as someone who has it all together. It could be happening through how you present yourself at work. Maybe you come across overbearing, or maybe you come across very quiet and very agreeable. Maybe you work a bajillion hours to be sure that you stay on top, that you stay ahead of the perceived competition, that you're always out to be the best at whatever it is you're doing, because you feel like at the core, if you can just perform well enough, then at some point you'll start to feel good enough. And that's not how it works. It's not how it works. I hate to burst your bubble, but it's not how it works. Maybe you people please to the hilt, like you won't speak your mind and you'll hide and you'll play small and make everybody else happy. And you tell yourself, if everybody else is happy, then I'm happy. And really on the inside, you're pissed off and you may not even realize how angry you are on the inside. When I started doing this work, I had a therapist ask me, where do you put all your anger? And I was like, I'm not angry. Whatever. And as soon as I started thinking about that, I realized how much anger I was carrying around. And I had to learn how to feel that, release it, and then be able to think and behave differently so I could not carry that. Because when you're carrying that level of anger and resentment, even if it's not towards other people, you could be mad at yourself for not living the life you want or feeling the way you want to feel. And when you do that, it blocks you. When you are blocked in one area of your life, you are blocked in all areas. Don't think that you can compartmentalize and carry around resentment, unforgiveness, hatred, loathing, judgment, and not have it impact every area. It's the same thing that happens when we numb. You guys, when we spend time not wanting to feel our feelings and we use social media or alcohol or Netflix binges to cover up and escape our world, when we numb that way, we don't just numb the bad stuff. We numb everything. Brené Brown writes about it over and over and over again in all her books. And if you aren't connected with Brené Brown, go check her out. It's Brene Brown. Amazing, amazing researcher, amazing practitioner of her work. It's incredible. So back to what it looks like to exist and not thrive and not live in your life. Maybe you have no boundaries. So you're answering emails at 10 p.m. at night and at 4 a.m. in the morning. You try to fix to an excessive point. You want to be all and do all, and then you're exhausted. And because at the core, again, you have a belief that if you could just be the person that everyone wants you to be, or that you think everyone wants you to be, then you would feel amazing. And it doesn't work that way. So I spent a long time in that place, and my clients have spent time in those places too. And I help women move past that. I help them know who they are at their core, know their values, know what they want, and have a safe space where they can really speak what they want and really be able to step into using their voice. Because I know the more confident I became in knowing who I was, the more I was able to show up as my true self. And when I started doing this work, I realized there was a part of me on the inside that was screaming, I just want to be me. I just want to be me, for years. And I just shoved it down and shoved it down and shoved it down and pretended it wasn't there and filled that void with people pleasing and all the things I listed above. So once I leaned in to really understanding who I was, my strengths, my giftedness, I started to behave differently because I interrupted the pattern. I stopped the cycle. And we dive into all of these things inside of Big Life You. We talk about how your beliefs drive your behavior. We talk about what it looks like to use your voice. We talk about boundaries. Oh my goodness, there's so many things that we go over in the 9 weeks together. So what happens when people go from existing to living, or from existing to thriving? Well, you start allowing people to treat you differently. You start having boundaries against behavior that doesn't serve you. You let go of people in your life that maybe are low-level thinkers or don't fit who you want to be, because you become the average of the five people that you hang around with. You want to know what your life's going to look like or where you're headed? Look at the people that you spend the most time with. Are they happy? Are they fulfilled? Do they have a meaningful life? How are they giving back? Do they know who they are? What do they spend their time on? Is that what you want? And if not, start reaching out to people that look like the life that you do want, that look like what it means to you to thrive, to live big. when I started doing this work, I reached out to people in my community that I had admired for quite some time and just wasn't in their circle. And it wasn't because I wanted to be in some type of social status circle. It actually had absolutely nothing to do with that. It was like an energy thing. You know, when you're around somebody that has amazing energy, you want to be with them more. And I knew like five or six people that I followed on social media or knew about in town or whatever that I really wanted to be friends with, but never had the courage to say anything. And so I started reaching out to them by email, actually. And I asked them if we could meet for coffee, my treat. And every single person that I reached out to said yes. Nobody said no. I didn't want anything from them. I wasn't trying to get them to buy anything or you know, get them to help me in any way. I just really wanted to connect and know them. And that's what I told them in my email. And it worked. And before I knew it, instead of being surrounded by people that tolerated me, I was surrounded by people who were an energetic match for me and by people who celebrated and loved me and encouraged me and pressed me on and inspired me to be better and celebrated my successes and didn't undermine me when I wanted to do something that looked like a big life. They were my biggest cheerleaders. They still are my biggest cheerleaders. Something else that happened when I decided to use my voice and step in to who I was is my marriage improved. My resentment diminished and my marriage got better. The relationships that were very meaningful to me improved, and the ones that didn't serve me anymore went by the wayside. And it's okay because I trust now, these days, I trust that life is happening for me and not to me. Because when you know who you are and you're grounded, it doesn't matter what is happening around you. You know that the power lies with what is happening inside of you. So my clients, the people that have gone through Big Life U, the people that have coached with me one-on-one or participated in my other programs, they're able to use their voice, sometimes for the first time ever. I've had women that have left jobs and started seeking out the things that are in their heart that they were always scared to admit. People that have started volunteering at places that they always wanted to, but were always afraid prior. They were afraid of what people would think if they spend time at the prison, or what people would think if they helped out at an organization that helped drug addicts get their lives back together. And instead of thinking about what everybody else thought, they started leaning into what they thought and what their gut told them, and they started to move forward. There's been women that have gone through Big Life U that have decided to go back to school. I've had women quit drinking. I've had women quit smoking. There have been women that have repaired relationships with people in their families that were fractured in a huge way. When you realize that every single person's behavior is about them and not about you, there's such freedom in that. And the more that you lean into knowing who you are and understanding the power that you have, the more that you can step into your big life. So in Big Life U, we tackle confidence, we tackle health, we talk about your financial situation, prosperity, connection, hope, how to be the real you, what it looks like to be free of all the crappy beliefs that you've had ingrained in you for so long. We talk about emotional addictions. We talk about loving yourself and dreaming and having peace, accessing your peace no matter what is going on outside of you. Imagine what it could do for you and your life and your relationships and your business and your job and all the things that are waiting for you if you just took a step to understand why you're getting the results that you have and how you can thrive and not just exist. How you can truly live this life. I'm on a mission to help women understand who they are and step into their power. And I know that sounds like a big, scary, audacious goal. But the thing is, it works. The work that we do inside of Big Life You, it works. Lives are changed. I don't know where you're at today. I can't possibly imagine or know what you're dealing with, but I promise you that every single person on this earth deals with some level of not feeling good enough. And if you're sick of that, and there's a little voice that's screaming, I just want to be me. I just want to do the things in my heart. I just want to be able to speak my mind. Then you've got to do something about it. You can't keep doing the same thing that you're doing and expect your life to change. What do you want? If you think that Big Life You is a great next step for you, I'm going to ask you to go to blu2020.com. If you have questions about it, connect with me and we'll do a one-on-one call and talk about what the right next step is for you. So I'll put a link in the show notes to blu2020.com, and I'll also put a link that you can schedule a one-on-one call with me to decide and think about what the right fit is for you, what the next steps are for you, where you want to go, and how I can serve you. I believe that everybody has a big life inside of them. And I believe that everybody has gifts and talents to share with the world that nobody else can share like they do. It doesn't matter if 20 other people are saying the same message. It's how you say it. It's your life experience. It's what you give. I want to tell you one other short story before we close. So this morning I was interviewing a woman who is, she's a therapist. She has a PhD in family and marriage therapy. And she was talking about her journey and how she learned all of these tools and things inside of her education. And they're all amazing and they work and there's a place for them. But she realized in her practice that she didn't love herself. And there was a book that she was reading. And it talks about how you can have it all. And there was a sentence in that book that absolutely changed her life. And it was about stepping in to loving yourself so you can open yourself up. Excuse me. Keeping it real here. I'm sorry. Let me take a drink. There was a sentence in the book that talked about how loving yourself opens yourself up to possibility. That when you love, you also live inside of gratitude, and that opens you up to receive things that you didn't even see were out there before. And that book changed everything for her. Literally, she went from being lonely and drinking a lot to thriving and helping others thrive in very different ways. And it's amazing what happens when we share our stories, when we share our giftedness. So what would happen if that book was never written? If that individual hadn't used their voice and shared their story and their encouragement? There are people out there waiting for your gifts. They're waiting for your voice. Whether it's something, somewhere you want to travel, something you want to experience, something you want to share, some type of encouragement that you want to give, something you want to volunteer at. It doesn't have to be on a stage and a platform. What is it that's in your heart that you're denying? What is it that is in your heart that terrifies you, that you're like, that can't be, that can never happen? Who do I think I am for even having the thought of doing that? That's the thing that you need to do. And I help women know who the hell they are and step into that thing. Time is going to go by regardless. It's going to be a year from now before we know it. How do you want the next year to look? You get to decide. The power is yours. Stop letting fear get in your way and start taking steps to live into the life that's waiting for you. So we start on November 9th. That's our first lesson, and you can find all the details about Big Life You at blu2020.com. So I have rambled long enough today, but I just wanted to encourage you, give you hope, and let you know that I'm cheering for you, and apparently cough in your ear as well. Sorry about that. I believe in you, and I believe that your dreams are possible, and I will do everything in my power to help you get there as long as you work the work that I share. All right. Make it a great day, evening, night, whatever that is for you, and I will see you soon. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.